This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Kicking off in Indonesia, where HIV rates amongst gay men have increased fivefold. The prevalence of HIV amongst gay men has surged from 5% in 2007 to 25% in 2015. This is despite the government making some inroads against the virus in the broader population. This has come from a Human Rights Watch report, which has blamed the moral panic that's currently being generated against the LGBT community, which has forced vulnerable people into the shadows, effectively derailing public health outreach and safe sex education efforts.
For example, in 2017, more than 300 LGBT people were arrested during unlawful raids by the police and militant Islamist groups.
And some of those were paraded naked in front of the media. Condoms were presented as evidence in court that there'd been same-sex sexual behaviour. It's actually really been quite troubling. And of course, Aceh province, where Sharia law is in effect, two men were publicly caned 83 times after being caught having consensual sex.
Now, unfortunately, public opinion isn't actually any better for us. A poll in 2016 indicated that 26% of the Indonesian disliked LGBT people, and making them the most disliked group of people in that country.
There's a social worker who runs a pop-up clinic for HIV testing, says that they try to provide the tests without question, but they said there's been a dramatic increase in the number of new infections since the start of the year. Interestingly, Australia has announced an additional $1.3 million for the AIDS response across Indonesia, Cambodia, Laos and Papua New Guinea.
Over to the UK with some good news. The government there is vowing to pursue all options to outlaw gay cure therapy in the UK. Now, the Minister for Women and Equalities, Penny Mordaunt, set out a firm stance against the discredited practice of conversion therapy.
I'm really surprised that they haven't looked at this before.
Well, currently, it is legal for unregulated persons and faith groups to attempt to cure people of homosexuality, although the practice is banned by the NHS, which is the National Health Service.
So you just can't get reimbursed for it, is that it?
Yeah, you just can't get it free.
Ah, dear. This has all come about following a survey that showed 7% of LGBT people had been offered or had undergone this gay so-called cure therapy. And the government has therefore vowed to crack down on this practice.
As you would suspect, that not everyone is happy about this. Fundamental Christian groups have vowed to oppose the change. They are saying that it's discriminating against ex-gays.
Right.
And prosecuting the viewpoints that are people that reject the normalisation of homosexuality and gender mainstreaming.
Okay. Well, the government hasn't listened to that concern at this stage. The action plan makes several other key recommendations. It pledges to appoint a national LGBT health advisor, to work with the police to improve the response to LGBT hate incidents, and to invest in programs that tackle homophobic, biphobic and transphobic bullying in schools.
And now over to the USA, where nearly half of LGBTQ employees remain closeted at work, a rate unchanged in a decade, study says. This week marked the third anniversary of the landmark Supreme Court decision granting marriage equality, but despite signs of progress, almost half of LGBTQ employees remain closeted at work, according to a new study released by the Human Rights Campaign Foundation. This figure has barely changed in a decade, even as many employers have attempted to create more inclusive workplaces.
The report's called A Workplace Divided, Understanding the Climate for LGBT Workers Nationwide, and it found 46% of LGBT employees are not open about their sexuality at work for fear of being stereotyped and making others feel uncomfortable.
When the survey was first conducted in 2008, 51% of LGBT employees reported that they hadn't come out to their co-workers, so only a very marginal change, if any.
And although many companies have invested in creating non-discrimination policies and inclusive benefit packages, 31 states still don't have fully inclusive non-discrimination protections for LGBTQ people.
There are a few conflicting stats in the survey as well. 80% of non-LGBTQ people believe no one should have to hide who they are. But then 59% said that they think it's unprofessional to talk about sexual orientation and gender identity in the workplace.
36% of non-LGBTQ employees say they feel uncomfortable hearing any LGBTQ colleague talk about dating.
Well, 20% of LGBTQ workers report having been told that they should dress in a more feminine or masculine manner. And 53% of LGBTQ workers report hearing jokes about lesbian or gay people at least once in a while.
Over in Turkey, where the Istanbul Pride has been broken up by the police with rubber bullets and tear gas. Despite reaching a last-minute agreement to allow the event, the police actually stormed the Pride event in Istanbul. Witnesses claim that 10 police officers and a dog were targeting at least one person in the parade or in the Pride march. The Istanbul governor had banned Istanbul Pride last week, citing security concerns.
Yeah, we mentioned this on last week's show, and then they were able to actually negotiate a last-minute agreement, which locked them into it's really specific. You could only go to one certain designated block. You could only speak for a short period of time. It was really narrow.
Yeah, basically they were given permission to gather publicly. But unfortunately, many had to run for their lives when police started shooting plastic bullets and tear gas. At this stage, the reports say that 11 people have been arrested.
Homosexuality is not illegal in Turkey, but the increasingly authoritarian state has led to a crackdown on the LGBT community. Across to Africa now, where Angola is legally recognising it's an LGBT rights group. And this is quite a landmark.
I'm sorry, you said Angola.
I said Angola. They have given legal recognition to the gay rights lobby group called Iris Angola. They were founded in June 2013. And the Justice Ministry has called this a historic moment, saying that we've turned the page for our gay citizens who now have a body that is recognised by the state, which gives more weight to the work of the organisation. The organisation has released their statement. The group only has about 200 members, but it is the only gay rights group in the country to have legal recognition. And their vision is a future in which sexual minorities have space, voice, participation and rights in Angolan society.
In brief, in Spain, a trans woman has been crowned Miss Universe for Spain.
In Finland, Helsinki Pride attracts a record-breaking 100,000 marchers.
In France, a Paris rainbow pedestrian crossing has been vandalised yet again.
In the UK, the community group Open Doors has developed a rating system for LGBT-friendly aged care facilities.
And in Russia, a HIV advocacy organisation was left in shock when the government granted it funding for a HIV prevention program for men who have sex with men. For men who have sex with men, the first time in 10 years.
And that is a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.